All right, so earlier in the show, we had unearthed a Adam Schefter podcast where he said, J-Mo's playing this weekend. And so you don't know, this facing a suspension is way different than has been suspended. Now we have an update.
Justin Rogers has tweeted out, Jameson Williams will practice today. He was informed of a positive test this week and is still weighing whether to accept that result and a two-game ban or appeal. The appeal window was limited. And if my interpretation of NFL documentation is correct, he has 5 days. This, again, according to Justin Rogers.
So here's the question. Has the five-day clock even started?
Well, if they, I assume that he knew about it yesterday or Monday night.
Does the five-day clock start when the league announces it or when he is informed of a positive test?
I don't know.
I think this reads that it's when he was informed as a positive test, but I guess that would be my follow-up to Justin Rogers, just to be sure, to be clear on this deal. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the Max Crosby comments from Raiders ownership coming up in a minute. Melanie is in Southfield and next on 97.1. Hello, Melanie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Melanie. Good. How are you?
Good. Gator, I love hearing you do Hetfield on the radio. It's awesome. Anyway, I think that when I hear about a team like Kansas City going all in or doing whatever they have to do to fix up their receiving core, which is, you know, everyone knows is like decimated. I mean, to me, I just think that's what the big boys do, right? The big boys get out there and they're like, we don't care how many rings we have, we're gonna do whatever it takes because we want another Super Bowl. And we just want another one and another one and another one. And I just think that the Lions need to do whatever it takes to fix up their situation with, you know,
well, then I would find it quite probable, Melanie, that they will do something and shore up the edge position. That seems to me, as the season had gone on, I felt like the way they were playing this prior to the Hutch injury, the way they were playing probably took away the sense of urgency to get somebody opposite of Hutch. Even though Davenport was injured, even though Barnes has been out with an injury, his return is yet to be defined, but they were playing like a top 10 defense. And so they probably didn't feel that sense of urgency as much as they had. Now there's a sense of urgency and something should be done.
But Doug, that's a very small sample size. I mean, that was an incredible victory, you know, that we had over Minnesota.
No, I'm talking about before that.
Well, yeah. Okay. And that too, but it's still a small sample size. We still have, you know, 10 games ahead of us. No, 11 games ahead of us.
What was clear was they had improved. They had improved defensively to the point where they looked like they were a legit Super Bowl contender. Now it's all out the window because now they really have to do something.
Right. No, I agree. I feel like even if you just get one, you have to just get that one. And I feel like we're going to lose Ben Johnson and we're going to lose Aaron Glenn. And once those two, like, pivotal pieces of this whole, you know, coalition are gone, everything could change for this team.
Thank you for the phone call. All right, we promise this. This is Adam Schefter today talking with Richard Seymour, who's a minority owner of the Raiders. And he just asked him, Max Crosby to Lions, could it happen? Here's what Richard Seymour says. So there you go. There's the exchange. Now, I don't think that he's going to come out and say, we are going to trade him. But it just every time we turn, these guys are getting asked about it constantly. And it is what it is.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering why Schefter didn't say, you guys suck at 2-5 right now. You have no prospects in the future that you're going to win some games. You have no quarterback. Why wouldn't you start over?
Valid.
Isn't that the way you fire the question?
Is that how you do it?
But in reality, It is what it is. The Raiders are 2-5. They're not a good football team. Their starting quarterback that they just flipped to, Aiden O'Connell, just broke his thumb. And he's out for the year, or out for a long time anyway. So now they got to go back to Minshew Mania, who is at best a backup quarterback. And oh, look who they play the next couple weeks. Congratulations, you get the Kansas City Chiefs. And then you get to go to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals after that. And you know what happens after that? The trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be 2-7 and falling farther and farther behind, and you have no shot of making the playoffs if you're 2-7. Not with the Raiders. They don't have the roster that can make up for the shortcomings. It's not like they're underperforming. You know, like, oh, come on, they just got to click. No, they're terrible. That's what they are. They're not a good football team. So at 2-7, does it change?
It could.
I'm not saying it will, but I'm saying it could. And again, put yourself in the shoes of Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders. Do you want to move a guy like Max Crosby?
I do not. I'm
building so hard to come by when you're talking about arguably the best player on the defensive side in the NFL.
D is in Detroit, and next on 97.1. Hello, D.
DK Gator, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, D.
Hey, man, check this out, man. My heartbeat is so hyped up right now, bro. I love all our sports teams. But I'm married to the Pistons, bro. And let me tell you, bro, I'm so excited. But at the same time, I'm damn nervous, bro, because I done seen this story before. And I just pray to God, J.B. Bickerstaff and Mr. Trajan Langdon got this right. We got shooters now. We have youth. We have size. It's no excuse, bro. There's no excuse. If this team is not 500 this year, man, let me tell you, bro, I don't know what I'm going to do, bro, because I've seen all the other scrap teams in the NBA turn their seasons around and compete for playoff spots, play-in games. If we don't get 500 this year, bro, this organization is in trouble.
Dave, thank you. We're up against it, but
I don't think they have size.
And I don't think they have experience. I think the most talented players aren't as experienced.
Well, Tobias Harris is experienced, but the tallest player they have is Jalen Duren at 6'10". Beyond that, it's 6'9", 6'8".
Carson Anderson, 97.1.